Legal and ethnic affairs experts are calling on the federal government to investigate how to better protect Australia's Muslim community from discrimination. A report examining the 40th anniversary of the Racial Discrimination Act has highlighted that Muslim Australians have limited protection under the Act, as Lucy Carter reports.
For the past year, the founder of the Australian Islamophobia Register, Mariam Vassada, has been documenting instances of anti-Muslim discrimination and vilification.
Mothers with prams out in the streets and being verbally abused. And on one occasion earlier in the year, we heard about a mother in the situation where her pram was actually kicked by a man who was hurling anti-Islamic abuse at her whilst doing so.
A report issued today by the Australian Human Rights Commission echoes what the Islamophobia Register is documenting. The Commission's report has found that Muslim Australians are facing persistent abuse and discrimination and that it's escalated since last year's Sydney siege.
As to whether it's a daily occurrence, it's hard to tell because we do have and still very much a major issue with underreporting. So I suspect what we're seeing is very much just a snapshot because of the underreporting issue.
The Human Rights Commission's report also highlights that Muslim Australians have limited protection under the 40-year-old Racial Discrimination Act, as it is race rather than religious identity that's covered. For Jewish Australians, however, it's a different story, as University of Technology Sydney sociology professor Andrew Jakubowicz explains.
The argument has been made historically that Jewish people share a common ethnic origin and therefore meet the criteria that they can trace their roots back to a particular people. Muslims, on the other hand, are made up of many, many different races. And so Islam is essentially a religion.
Jewish Australians have won legal test cases, giving them the right to be recognised here as both a race and religion, and are thus protected under the Racial Discrimination Act. The Australian Islamophobia Register's Mariam Vassada says she has considered mounting her own case.
I've actually personally been quite close to that situation. I was involved earlier in the year, in taking action against someone who both racially and religiously vilified me. But to be honest, we just couldn't get litigation financial backing to be able to pursue that further. The point is that do we wait around for a test case? That could take years. In the meantime, Australian Muslims are facing Islamophobia and Australian Muslim women in particular bearing the brunt of it. So you really do have to question what needs to happen in order for legislative protections to be afforded to minority groups, including Australian Muslims, who unfortunately right now are weathering the storm.
She says amendments to the Racial Discrimination Act should be considered. Professor Andrew Jakubowicz disagrees.
My view is that that's perhaps hitting it from the wrong direction. My view would be that what we need is an Australian Multicultural Act, because all the states have them in various forms. What we need is a Multicultural Act, which basically gives people protection for the carrying out of cultural practices which are not otherwise in breach of the law.
Professor Simon Rice, the Director of Law Reform and Social Justice at the ANU, says that changing the Racial Discrimination Act legislation alone won't make a difference.
Reliance on law alone is very limited. The law has to be given effect to by lawyers and courts and tribunals who understand it and pursue its spirit. It has to be backed up by mechanisms like the Human Rights Commission, which would have to be properly funded to promote and investigate those sort of complaints. It has to be supported by an extensive education and awareness campaign. And in my view, most importantly, it has to be supported by leadership, by a public commitment from our leaders and commentators to address a wrong like this. A law is sterile unless it's actually widely publicly supported.
That's ANU Professor Simon Rice ending that report from Lucy Carter.